Everybody stand up. Open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Are we there? And we shall read it together. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Can we stand up? The vigil is about to start. Stand up. You will understand what I mean very shortly. We came here to pray. Are we ready? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Everybody, if you can read, if you can't see from your Bible, look at the screen nearest to you. 1, 2, 3, go. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Again. God bless you. Be seated. Let's talk about the name of the Lord. Take note, it is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Saved from what? Saved from the enemy and all appearances of evil. I'm talking about the name of the Lord. It is for salvation. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let's do some reading. If they can screen it and do it, make it fast. Because I have very few minutes to just encourage us. This is what he says. Neither is there. This was Peter speaking. Hallelujah. Neither is there salvation in any other. You cannot be saved anywhere else. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only the name of the Lord. Name is for identity. Name is for identity. Every office has a name. Every officer has a name. There is the name of the office and there is the name of the officer. Every rank you bear, if you have any form of uniform, has a name. And every human being has a name. Even all animals have a name. It is for identification. Every town, every city, every village, every street has a name. When that name is mentioned, reference is made to someone, to somewhere, to something. It is a name. And concerning the God of creation, he also has a name. Oh, glory be to God. And he gave us a key. He told, hallelujah, Moses. Let's read it. Exodus chapter 3. And verse 15. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 15. Let's try to be as fast as possible, please. It says, and God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. What is his name? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and of Jacob. That is my name. If you ask Moses, who sent you to Egypt? What is his name? What will he say? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob sent me, because that is his name. If Moses therefore stands up and says, oh God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, There is a reference somewhere. Hallelujah. Something will happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of our God, Isaiah 57, verse 15, tells us that his name is holy. That name is holy. That name, he said, for thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. When he said his name is holy, it is also identification. And therefore, Isaiah can confidently say, oh thou holy God. Maybe that is why celebrity people will say, holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. It is a name. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 6. He says his name is great and mighty. Is great and mighty. Great and mighty. For as much as there is no like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great and thy name is great in might. The name is great in might here. It's great in strength. That is, there is power in the name of our God. Praise the Lord. And Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 tells us that refers to people. It says, but unto you that fear my name, there is a benefit in that name. There is a benefit in fearing the name, in recognizing the holiness of that God, in recognizing the might of that God. He says, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Let me read that verse again. But unto you that fear my name, in the context of what is used here, is talking about those that respect that name. If you have respect of that name, because it is holy, you cannot handle that name anyhow. What will happen? Let me read that verse again. But unto you that fear my name, that respect my name, that reverence my name, what will happen? The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. What he's saying is that you will remain blessed. You know why I say this? Let me read on first. Hallelujah. We are supposed to reference that name. That's why when Jesus was asked by his disciples to teach them how to pray, he said, pray like this, our Father which are in heaven. What did he say? Hallowed be thy name. Reverence is your name. Honor be your name. He is telling you now, hallelujah, that the name of the Lord must be respected, must be revered, must be honored, must be hallowed, if you will have the benefit of that name. For he says in Matthew chapter 18 verse 20, where he says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. What he means there is, where two or three come together to give that honor to that name, to give glory to that name, he is there. And always remember, he cannot share his glory with any man. Hallelujah. And I was reading something. Hebrews chapter 1. And I was reading something. in that scripture. Although God has many names, reflecting what He's doing at any given time. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sikini, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah this, Jehovah that. Hallelujah. And He came again to say, I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. He said, that is my name. But see again in Hebrew chapter 1 and verse 4. He said, he was talking about Christ himself was being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the angels. Hallelujah. He is making reference to angels. And angels are higher beings that excel in strength. Mighty angels that stand before God's presence every moment of the day. There is Angel Michael. There is Angel Gabriel. There is Angel who? Jagura. Even if you call him Holy Michael, he says, by inheritance, the name that Jesus Christ bears is more excellent than even the names of angels. That means any other name that you know our God to bear in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, the name He bears now is higher than those other names. Hallelujah. If you catch this revelation, you will stop shouting, oh God of Pastor Moses. Is somebody understanding me? Oh God of Bride Assembly. Oh God of William Abraham. There is a higher name. Oh, somebody open Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 and 10. Oh, glory be to God. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 and verse 10. Philippians. Hey, wherefore, God has highly exalted him, Jesus Christ. Highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Above the name of Abraham, above the name of Isaac, above the name of who again? Above the name of Michael, above the name of Paul, above the any name you can think of. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Where? Of things in heaven, no? And this in earth and marine kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. And this under the earth. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, mommy water, papi water, we bow. Oh, I want to say something. The day you catch revelation of that name, it will be a talisman for you. It will be your juju you will hold. You will not play with that name. You will reserve that name and use it only when you need it. Hallelujah. And God does not want to share His glory with any man. Don't go to God. There is only one mediator between God and man. The man Jesus. Stop going to God through, oh God of Bride Assembly. Stop that. Stop going to God through St. Jude to pray for me. Aye. Saint Bartholomew, Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saint Arise, Saint this, Saint that, Saint this, Saint that. There is one mediator, Holy Mary. Stop going through Holy Mary. Hallelujah. There is one name. One name for salvation. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 12, verse 21. He says that in his name shall the Gentiles trust. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. We are the Gentiles. We will put our trust only in the name of the Lord God. And that name is Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. How many people know that is the reason why Jesus asked, who do men say I am? I, the Son of Man. Who do men say? Who do they say I am? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 14, 15, and 16. Psalm 91. See the benefit. See the benefit. See the benefit. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. High, high. Why? Because he has known my name. Oh! He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, because he knows my name. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Finally, with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, because he has known my name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he has known my name. To know that name. What did he say? To know that name. Peter brought it out in Acts chapter 4. And they went to the gate Beautiful. And a lame man was by the gate Beautiful, entering the temple, begging for alms. And they went there. And they looked at the man who was begging for alms, Peter and John. He said, what did he say? Silver and gold, what you are asking for, have I known? I want to bring out the point here. He said, but such as I have, then he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise and walk. And he held him and pulled him up. Praise the Lord. And so the man stood up and was praising God, entered the temple, and all the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were all surprised. What is this? And then Peter began to explain to them what happened. And in verse 16 of Acts chapter 4, not chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 16, sorry. And he was telling me about the name. He said, and his name, because he was preaching Jesus to them, listen. And his name, through faith in his name, that is what I want to emphasize. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. Listen. And his name, the name of that Jesus, then he added, through faith in his name, it's not just his name, but faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, he said, the faith which is by him, Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And his name, through faith, and his name, through faith in his name, and his name, through faith in his name, is not enough.
that you say, because you hear people say, in Jesus' name, you too will say, in Jesus' name. No, there has to be, that name must be called with a revelation behind it. With an understanding behind it. It is that lack of understanding that makes us play with that name anyhow. And that is why you pray in that name, it doesn't work for you. Because in His name, and through faith in His name, not just name, but there has to be an understanding that goes, that anytime you are calling that name, there is an understanding that follows it. That understanding will convey reverence. That understanding, therefore, will convey faith. Because you know at the mention of that name, every knee bows. You can now come to that demon and speak in that name. And there is an understanding that produces faith. That if I call that name, you are a liar, you can't defeat me. And that is what he said, them that know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploit. That is why David came to meet Goliath. David came to meet Goliath. The Bible says in Psalm 20, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But we put our trust where? In the name of the Lord. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Hallelujah. David, tiny David, came with a stone and a sling to face he who stood by his size a giant. Oh, glory be to God. His size is a giant. He's holding a shield that nothing can penetrate. He's holding a sword that will cut you to pieces. A mighty man, a tiny David, came to face a Goliath is because he knew his God. And David said, you come against me with your sword, with your shield, with your scythe, whatever it is. But I come against you. Which name? In the name Lord God of hosts. Do you know the meaning of the Lord God of hosts? What is hosts? It's the army of the Lord. The army of the Lord, our God, is the leader. Oh, glory be to God. What is saying that? He's acknowledging his God as the mighty one in battle. He's acknowledging his God as one that defeats every battle, that wins in every battle. That is what? He knew who his God is. Jesus said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you know it, then John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. John chapter 14 and verse 13 and 14. He says, and whatsoever Jesus Christ was saying, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, what will happen? That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Let's read that verse 13 again. See, open ticket. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that name that you know, that name that you reverence, that name that you honor, that name that you hallow, that name that you respect, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. How do you read your Bible? What is it that excites you? And the Bible says God honored his word above his name. See his promise here. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He repeated it in John chapter 16. John chapter 16 and verse 23. John chapter 16 and verse 23.
He says, and in that day, and today is that day, somebody here, ye shall ask nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you ask me, that means you can say, Lord Jesus, do this for me. You can also say, Father, do it for me in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And he said he will do it. He will do it.
So finally I read Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 4.
Who has ascended up into heaven or descended?
Listen, it's a question I want to ask now. Listen very well.
Who has ascended up into heaven or descended?
You answer me, oh.
Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou can tell, the matter will be settled.
I read it again.
Who has ascended up into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment?
Hey.
Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou can tell, your matter will be settle. Oh yeah, stand up.
Stand up.
From today, don't join anybody to make jest with that name. Anywhere you go and you see them comedians, these serpent seeds that go, that bring people to their altar. You know they are not Christians.
Name of our Savior.
He suffered on the cross of Calvary and bought my salvation. I am free today because of him. I am going to heaven today because of him. And he gave us a name, and that is the name that when it is mentioned, every knee bows in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. So powerful.
Hallelujah.
That is why Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, in words or in deeds, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is a strong tower. Because you know my name, he will even prolong your days on earth.
You see?
So that when you kneel down to pray, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come before you. Heaven.
You see, I was in the bathroom this evening when this thought was coming to me, this presentation was coming to me. My wife was doing something in the bathroom. She's here now. I waited until she went out. When she went out of the bathroom, then I shouted, Ebele! And she came. She opened the door. He said, yes. I said, that is very good. I have confirmed now. He said, waiting. I said, I call your name and you came, Abby. That is how anytime we call Jesus, he comes.
He comes!
Because Ebele is your name. Jesus is his name.
And she smiled and went back. I said, I have confirmed now.
Anytime you say, Lord Jesus, he said, call upon me
in the third time of trouble and I will answer.
In Jesus' name, he will come.
Yes, my son. Yes, my daughter. Then begin to pray.
Anything you tell him at that time,
he hears you. Of course, a legalist will ask me now, but Jesus is now in me. So why do I have to call him? He is in you, but he will not answer you until you call him.
Anytime you want him to do something for him, he is in you. You have to call him. When you call, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, be assured. Those of you who are sensitive in the spirit, if you call that name in that understanding, you will feel a vibration within you. You will feel a vibration.
Demons know the power in that name. It is Christians that don't know.
When a demon enters your room, you say, Jesus, he will run. Ask the people who are possessed before.
Anybody here who was possessed before? Agent of darkness. You know in your kingdom, nobody should call that name there. You know,
I have had testimonies. You cannot call that name there. You can't. You can't call that name Jesus. If you call that name, you'll be in trouble.
Is there any sister here that can confirm it?
You?
Give her a microphone. You experience it? Tell me.
In South Africa, in my bedroom. I woke up at midnight. I felt like I want to go and urinate. So when I woke up, I went to the toilet. My bedroom is a kind of a self-contained. So when I went to urinate, I didn't close the door of the toilet. So after doing the urination, so I just saw a devil. I can call that a dwarf spirit sitting or standing next to my bed. The bed I sleep with my husband. So standing there, then I turned my eyes. Then the next thing that came to my mind, I said, in the name of Jesus, the spirit disappeared and my husband
disappeared.
And did
a name is above every other name. I have my elder sister whose daughter, she's Elijah, husband and wife, Elijah.
The children in secondary school that time came to spend holiday with me here in Lagos years back. And then the girl was telling us in the morning that she woke up and went to the toilet to ease herself. She said suddenly she saw some little like those dwarf things. He said they were there in the toilet and they were coming towards her. She's raised a Muslim. She began to allow she was reciting the Quran. The tea was coming. She kept reciting Allah. The tea was coming. And she said, she had caught her. Then she remembered, in Jesus' name, he said the thing ran around and disappeared.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so I used the opportunity to show her the difference between us and them.
Until she went home and told her mother. When she told her mother what happened, from that time till now, none of the children was allowed to come near me again. The very next month, they took her to hatch and put golden teeth for her mouth. Declare that you are Muslim. But it will never leave her. She saw the difference in that name. God was showing her the difference in that name.